But then, you know, it's not just good enough to be selling pizza. You also had to form a company, A&M Food Service.
That's correct. And under A&M, we operated Taco Hut, which we'd founded. We were the franchisor of it. And then Don Tyson wanted to be bigger than Colonel Sanders. So he started Chicken Hut. He wanted us to give him a name. So we said, let's call it Chicken Hut. You know, that'll work. And so Pat didn't go. I went on the board with him there. And we got up to quite a few Chicken Huts, even had two in Mexico of all places, one in Guadalajara and one in Hermosilla. And Chicken Hut was really going well. I mean, we had the greatest product in the world. We had a potato we called Ozark Spud, where we'd take a potato and cut it in four pieces, cut it in half, and then cut that half in another piece, dip it in the chicken batter and deep fat fry. That was the best potato French fry you ever had in your life. And of course we had good supply of the best chicken with Don. Pat and I kind of handled the real estate side of it. We built four here in Tulsa, one in Bartlesville, one in Stillwater, two in Oklahoma City, and built a lot of them in Arkansas. And then one day, Don came in. He said, you know, it costs too much money, this restaurant business. Time you buy the real estate and build the building and get all the equipment, it's too much money. He said, I'm going to get out. He said, I need money for other things. And I said, well, Don, what are you going to do? He said, oh, we'll franchise them, or you guys can do what you want to do. And I said, well, Don, you just can't quit like that when you've got 50 Chicken Huts. And I said, he said, well, you guys start selling them. And I said, oh, okay, we'll try. And so at the time, Pat and I had teamed up with Bob Davis on Arby's. And so I thought, man, these Chicken Huts will make perfect Arby's. And so we sold Arkadelphia, Arkansas. We sold Conway, Arkansas, the Chicken Hut Pat and I bought them, and then we converted them to Arby's. And later on, Bob Davis wanted to own the real estate, so we gradually sold him the real estate too. But and there's another great partner, was Bob Davis, just an exceptional guy and good operator. And his son Jeff carried on. And
where did Arby's begin?
Arby's started in Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, and Bob Davis became their franchisee here. He had one on Peoria, the very first one, just still there. And he came to me and said, I'd like to put in another Arby's, and I'd like to buy that Chicken Hut on Yale, on 51st and Yale, that you have for sale. And I said, Bob, that's on leased ground. I said, I don't think you want to own it. He said, oh, but I love that location. And I said, well, now, if I sell it to you, you're going to have to assume the lease. And that was an old DX Sunray service thing. I said, Bob, if you buy that location at 51st and Yale, you got to assume the ground lease. And I said, that includes the Phillips 66 station on the corner and your place at another vacant lot. And I said, the ground lease is $800 a month or something like that. That's pretty high to pay every month. Oh, I love that location. And so one day he came to me and he said, okay, I'll buy the existing building. I'll assume the ground lease. And I wanted to do the deal. And I said, you're my kind of guy. And so I sold him the location at 51st and Yale. And later on, Bob would say, man, these Chicken Huts convert to an Arby's so well. You got more? And I said, yeah, I got one up in Warrensburg, Missouri I need to sell. Okay, I'll go there. And we probably put in, oh my golly, 10, 12 or more Arby's in old Chicken Huts.
Hmm.
We did Arkadelphia, Arkansas. We did Benton, Arkansas. We did Conway, Arkansas. We, you know, and they did convert to Arby's so well back then, you know.
So 51st in Yale, very popular place. And you had purchased that land?
No, I had ground leased it from Sunray DX,
okay.
The old oil company.
All right. And now the gas station is gone today.
Well, later on, I tried to buy it, and they wanted too much money. I tried to buy out the lease because we had sold a piece to Brahms. There was Brahms next door, Arby's, and we'd put in a hot dog deal, and then the service station. This is vanished. But DX knew the value of it, and they eventually sold it. And then Bob bought his piece from the company that bought it, yeah.
But right now, there's a drive-through coffee place called Dutch Brothers.
They've torn down the old service station,
right.
Tore down the old Arby's. Arby's moved around the corner where their headquarters is, and they built that Arby's on Yale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And that Dutch Brothers is just now going to open fairly soon.
Right.
Amazing. 51st in Yale.